NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we're joined by the Green Bay Gamblers head coach and general manager, Pat Mikisch, coming off a 1-2 weekend last weekend. And coach, Team USA, we talked about it. Super tough team, especially to face them as short of amount of time that you did. And what was maybe some of the things that you saw from them during this two-game home set that you didn't see when you played them in Michigan?
There wasn't a lot. They play to their system very well. They're a great skating team. You know, we came out and got that win on Friday, which was a crucial win, kind of a back-and-forth game there. And then, you know, we play them again on Saturday, quick turnaround, obviously, and they got the crucial goal. And that's, we had kind of been getting those one goal games. We had kind of owned them and against all of our opponents lately. And we just couldn't get that game tire late. And, but credit to them. I mean, they're a great team and a tough opponent. And, going 2-2 against them, I would have liked to have got both at home. And today they had series 3-1.
And then the next day, certainly a little bit of a different dynamic. You play Des Moines on a Sunday, which doesn't happen all that often, an afternoon game, which doesn't happen all that often. And then, of course, that was the sixth game in a 10-day stretch there. And, when you take a look at that game, was that one of those things where the legs just got to your guys towards the end of that game? Or what do you kind of attribute that game to?
Well, I think they had the same schedule we had. They were playing 3-3 as well. So we couldn't use the legs. I thought both teams were a little tired, but it was little things. And I think that's where it might've been a little bit more of mental exhaustion at that point, losing net front battles and rebound opportunities for them. And they did the little things a little better than we did. And, again, it's another one of those one goal games that we've had great success in, and we did not find a way. And so a little bit of a teaching tool there for us, because we're going to have these 3-3s again, basically the rest of the year. So you've got to find a way to keep mentally sharp as those games are playing out.
Yeah, fast and furious here to end things off. You'll have another three games this weekend against Youngstown. Similar schedule, 2:05 starts on Friday and Saturday, a 3:05 Sunday afternoon start. Those games will air on 104.1 WRLU and New Radio Sports Network. And what does your schedule look like? Obviously, we discussed what a day in the life for a 7:05 start looks like, which is the more traditional start. But for these afternoon starts where you got a 3:05 coming up again on Sunday, I believe you have a 5:05 later in the season. What do those days look like? Because obviously there's a routine that you usually do that either things have to be eliminated or things have to get switched together.
Yeah, our normal Friday, Saturday, the guys are down at the rink in the morning, whether they get on the ice or not, we have some video. So everything, we don't bring them in on those Sunday afternoon games. The staff is here preparing the video, and then we meet at 1:30 and show them the video that, we prepared for Des Moines. And so with Youngstown, it'll be a little easier because it'll be the same opponent through the entire weekend. So the guys will be more familiar, where when we played Des Moines, we had a little bit more detail we had to give them. They play a completely different system than we see against anybody else over on our side. So it was a little bit of teaching, but it's good to get through that Sunday game. And now our guys will be a little bit more familiar with, what a day looks like.
And I mean, you kind of mentioned there, so you were preparing for Team USA, that whole time there. You're facing a team that plays completely different, and you have, less than 12 hours to do it in. How do you produce that video to be most effective for your teaching style when it comes to, in that particular case? I mean, you had to really make sure you nailed down the basics really quickly.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk about, what they do to slow teams down in the neutral zone. And so, I mean, we had the video ready to go from their previous games. And so that was all there, but it was just kind of getting it into the players' heads as quick as we could and making sure they were prepared for it. And I thought we did a good job, especially the first period when we did have legs and we were jumping. I thought, we were doing things the right way. And that game really came down to a couple little things, where we just lost some one-on-one battles around the net, and it's not the right time of the year to be doing that.
And then coming up this weekend, you'll have the Youngstown Phantoms. I believe it's been a while since you've seen them. How have maybe they've improved since the last time you saw them?
Well, that's what we're just getting into their video. We know they're going to be a tough opponent. They are always that team that plays big and strong. And so I Coach Patterson, I don't think has changed a lot with his systems and things he likes to do that way. So, but we'll watch some video here this week and get the guys prepared for Friday.
And, you know, a lot of the coaches and, you know, forgive me, I know obviously, I believe he may have retired, the old Waterloo coach and stuff like that, but some of the coaches have been with their teams for at least a few years now. How helpful is that to kind of see, you know, some familiarity in the USHL coaches when it comes to preparation?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody makes small changes every year. You know, everyone's kind of evolving their game. The game of hockey has changed with, you know, how teams can defend and you know, there's very little hooking and holding now. So, you know, everybody's evolving every year. But, you know, everybody also has those principles that they kind of live by. So it's, you know, Coach Patterson, he's going to have some different little looks. K.O. Hanley's always going to be doing different things in Waterloo. But you're going to be able to look and have things that, okay, these are things they're always going to be good at, and you need to be locked in for those with certain opponents.
Is there a coach that you like coaching against? Maybe not because you've had some success, but because it really challenges your skill set?
Well, it's funny you mentioned PK in Waterloo, and obviously he's the most experienced coach in our league. He's got the most wins. But anytime you go to play them, you're playing on the Olympic ice sheet. It's the only time in the USHL you'll do that. So it's a completely different look, and it's always a fun game to play in Waterloo because of the speed. I complain about the all the ringing of the cowbells and everything right behind my bench, but It's one of those places that we always like to visit, and they're always a great opponent.
I still, the one time I went to Waterloo, I think I still hear those cowbells. So I'm right there with you. And as we kind of wrap things up here, you know, when you take a look at this this most recent six-game stretch, who are some of those players that really stuck out to you that really stepped up during a really hectic part of your season?
Well, I thought our goaltending was crucial. You know, they kept us in every game, and, you know, disappointed with the one goal losses this weekend, but at the same time, they're putting us in an opportunity to win every night. And that the schedule gets long for them. You know, we really have to monitor what we have them doing in practice, you know, daily, and making sure that they have the energy for these long weekends. So it's, I'm really proud of the way they've played you know, kind of manage some of these hard times in the season with long travel and short days in between game sets.
And we're joined once again by head coach Pat Mikisch. Three games coming up this weekend, 7:05 starts on Friday and Saturday, a 3:05 start on Sunday, all against the Youngstown Phantoms. And as we get to this end, we'll leave it on this note. Obviously you're trying to move up in the standings or not, but are there other teams that maybe you haven't played as much this year or maybe you haven't played at all yet this year that you wish you had an opportunity to get a crack at?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen the West other than we have our two games with Waterloo and two games with Des Moines. So you can see in the standings that Fargo's doing a great job out West. So you'd like to see what that test looks like and how they match up, and you know, hopefully we get to do that in May. But, you know, right now we've seen everybody in our division a lot. And so, you know, we're familiar with what those opponents look like, but it's an evolving league. You know, everybody, there were some trades made in the last couple of weeks and some teams got a little stronger. And so we'll get different looks at everybody as we go down the stretch here.
And we'll stick with that note actually for a second, because we've seen, for example, the minor league baseball season has come out, and that's been one of the big complaints is that it's similar to what the USHL is doing, where you play your division, there's long series, you only see a couple opponents, and there's a lot of people are saying, oh, that's boring, we're just seeing the same team over and over again. Do you get that feeling at all? Is it still exciting to see some of these same teams cycle in and cycle out of the rec center?
It's exciting to be coaching hockey, and it's exciting for our players to be playing. And so I think they understand that this year is different than any other. And, we have to appreciate the fact that we're being given this opportunity, because there's a lot of leagues that haven't been able to find a way to play. And so, is it the same opponents? College hockey's going through the same exact thing. There was no non-conference rivals that way. The NHL's doing the exact same thing, where they're just playing within their conference. So it's the best way to have success and to get the league up and running. So there's not going to be any complaining on our side.
Very good. Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. Once again, all three games will air on 104.1 WRLU and NewRadioSportsNetwork.com with Tobin Meyer on the call. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
I appreciate it, Tim.
You're listening to the New Radio Sports Network.